Joining us now from the Lorain County General Health District, we have Katie Bevan. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We are approaching fall, and the topic is fall, or falling, as it were. And there's a statement here that says, falling is not a normal part of aging.
That's correct. It's not.
You know, you think of people who are older, and you hear somebody may fall, or careful, don't fall, because of their balance issues, or maybe they're just equilibrium doesn't quite work as well. Let's talk about that. What do we know as far as statistics related to falls in Ohio with older adults?
Sure. Well, actually, statistics in Ohio show that an older Ohioan is falling every 2 minutes, which that's very often.
Right.
And so that tells us that there's something happening, that rate is so high. And as a result of those people, about every even 5 minutes, those individuals are having an injury that is so severe that it's causing them to go to the hospital and seek medical care. And so that obviously adds to lots of problems, whether it's health care costs or just the fact that people are getting hurt. And so we just want to encourage people that there are things that they can do to prevent falling. There's things you can do now as a 40-year-old to prevent it for the next, you know, few decades to come. And even if you're into your older years, in your 70s, 80s, 90s, it's never too late to take steps to become stronger and more balanced.
If falls are not a normal part of aging, what triggers that?
Sure. Well, as we do age in America, we have this bad habit of sitting around more often, and just even in younger people as well, we are more sedentary than we ever were. And so as we sit more, we lose our strength, and we also are less flexible because we move less. And so strength and flexibility, or the lack thereof, are two major contributing factors to falling.
So the idea then is to still maintain your muscle strength and have that flexibility. What are some things that will provide that for us, especially for people who are older, who their activity, they have to kind of get into that slowly?
Absolutely. Well, honestly, walking is a great way to improve your strength as well as to keep flexible. And so it may sound simple as walking, but goodness gracious, there are places that you can go all over Lorain County to get that done. Whether you like the outdoors and want to visit one of the Lorain County Metro Parks trails, or you even want to go to Elyria Midway Mall and have something indoors. And actually, we have our Lorain County Fitness Walks, which is something that we have every single week. It's free. It's open to anyone, regardless of your age or activity level. And we have those on Mondays in Oberlin at the Splash Zone there. And during the nice warm months, we walk outside, and during the winter months to come, I hate to mention that, we will be indoors. And then our second location is in Amherst every Thursday at Amherst Beaver Creek. And so each of those is at 5:30 p.m.
We talk about the, you know, being flexible in muscles, that type of thing, but there's always that issue with bones. You know, if someone falls, usually they injure themselves and maybe they, you know, have a more serious injury. Is there things to help us, you know, make our bones stronger, that type of a thing?
Absolutely. So this is one of the reasons why, since we were young children, we've heard from doctors and parents as well, you know, drink your milk or eat your spinach and those sort of things. And that's because in particular, those couple of items are very rich in calcium. So as you grow from a young child, you're continuing to deposit calcium into your bones. And then as you age at a certain point as an adult, you actually start losing some of that calcium. It starts to become depleted from your bones. But that does not mean that you cannot continue to strengthen those bones. So one thing you can do to add more calcium is into your diet through yogurt, low-fat yogurts, low-fat cheeses, as well as those green leafy vegetables such as kale and spinach and those sort of things.
What can family members or friends do to help out?
Absolutely. So one of the things is, if you're a caregiver, perhaps of a parent or maybe a neighbor that you check in on, one thing is talk to them about their risk even before they have a fall. Maybe you share a story with them and just create that dialogue and say, boy, I heard of so-and-so who fell recently. What do you think they could have done to prevent that? Just opening that dialogue, it sounds very simple, but it can really help to create solutions. And if you've been around older adults, And I've had a nice opportunity to be around a number of family members who are aging and have aged. And one thing adults don't like is to be told what to do. And so if you have the opportunity to have that open dialogue with them and have that individual come up with the solution, boy, it's going to make things a lot easier for all of you.
Yeah, things around the house, too. I'm thinking not only sometimes in the kitchen, maybe a loose rug,
right,
or if you have pets, maybe they have little toys that you got to be careful of, especially your older adults. But also in the medicine cabinet, you know, people are taking medicine, and sometimes the side effects may have a little bit of dizziness associated with it, too. So how do you kind of, quote, balance that?
Yeah. A great point, and I'm glad you brought it up. So the first thing is to ask the individual, your loved one, hey, how's this medication doing? I know you're on a new medication. How do you feel taking that? And if they start to share with you some of the challenges they're having, be sure you get in touch with their primary care physician or whoever their physician is so that that can be addressed. Because, again, we don't want to add additional risks into their lives that can cause them to become imbalanced. So that really needs to be a conversation with their physician.
I like this Steady You logo. Is that an actual place or a thing? What is this? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Ohio Department of Health and some other agencies got together because they saw this need that older adults are falling, they're growing at a rapid pace. And so they created an online resource center, and it is called SteadyUOhio.gov. And you can go there. And so the SteadyU logo that Bruce is referring to is a really neat thing, and it's just a great place to go and get freshened up about what you can do as an individual or a caregiver or perhaps even a healthcare provider. And so there are many, many resources. I really encourage anyone to go there and check them out.
And that U is the letter U, like, yes, you know, university. Steady U,
mm-hmm,
Ohio.gov. United We Sweat is going on or starting up right now, too, and that's for everybody to get involved with.
Absolutely. Right? This is such a cool thing, and I'm just so excited. I love when I get a chance to share about it. So if you're listening and you don't know what United We Sweat is, just to give you a quick summary, is that United We Sweat started a few years ago, and it was spearheaded by United Way of Greater Lorain County as an opportunity to pull together different agency partners who really want to make a change in the overall health in Lorain County. So one of the great ways of doing that is to increase physical activity. So we know that one of the reasons why people don't act as physical as perhaps they should or as physical as their body needs them to is because they don't have access to physical activity. So we wanted to create this month-long event or campaign, if you will, that provides free opportunities for people to get physically active. And there are actually all through September about 58 free fitness opportunities for people.
And is livehealthylorainecounty.com a good place? Is that the resource for that?
Yeah, that's a great place to go. We have an interactive map on there. So if you want to, say you work in Avon, but you live down in Oberlin, you want to find a physical activity opportunity in between there, just check out the map and you can find a location close to you.
And Craig, I understand they've got a wellness workshop, leadership network coming up or going on an event. Tell us about that. That's always important,
later
right?
Later this month.
Yes. Yeah. So this is an opportunity for leaders from work sites as well as faith-based organizations and really anywhere else where there are leaders who want to create environments that are healthier for their constituents. This is a great way to network, get some resources, and it's just a fun morning. It's just about 2 hours in length, and our next Lorain County Wellness Leadership Network will be meeting on September 25th from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. And we'll be focusing on the topic of stress.
Flu season is here. Well, not really, but flu shot season is here, right?
Hey, who did we have on? Judith Light,
right,
telling us to get a flu shot. If you're not going to listen to Who's the Boss, who else are you going to listen to?
Well, we'll listen to Katie. Right, we got flu clinics coming up.
We do. And our first one is actually on September 25th. We have couple locations that particular day will be at LaGrange United Methodist Church and Amherst Steele High School. And we have a number of other locations all throughout the county. If you want to check out where those locations specifically are and the dates and times, I invite you to go to LorraineCountyFlu.com. And I do want to mention one thing that's changed with our flu shot clinics this year is that we are now accepting insurance providers. So there will be no out-of-pocket costs for anyone who comes to any of our flu shot clinics. So that's a big change for us, and we're really excited to have that opportunity for people. And if you don't have insurance, come anyways. No one is denied due to an inability to pay. But if you do have insurance, please bring your card with you, and we will process that.
Katie Bevan with Lorain County General Health District. Again, you can find out a lot of things at livehealthylorainecounty.com to find out about a lot of the things we've talked about today. Thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you.